views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And right now I have my beautiful and wonderful partner here, Sky. How are you, Sky?
I'm good, honey. How are you? And how is everybody out there today?
This is a beautiful day
in the neighborhood.
Yeah, doing really good. I'm all the way out here in Massachusetts last couple of days visiting family, and Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends who are listening. And
God bless you. Have a wonderful New Year. Have a wonderful, blessed New Year, and I hope all your dreams and aspirations come true for this new year ahead of us.
Oh, thank you. And I wish the same for you and for everyone else who's listening. And, it's a lot of fun because, you know, these are people who I don't get a chance to see much. And so it's always nice to see friends and family, you know, on good occasions, and, you know, not for anything, you know, bad or anything, but it's for a good occasion, good reasons, and, you know, have lots of fun, and, you know, it's great to hook up with people who you haven't seen in a while because, you know, you play catch up and, you know, get to find out what's what, and, you know, it's interesting.
It's always nice. It's always nice to be with family, too, you know, and it's such a happy occasion. It's the Jewish New Year, so it's a happy occasion, you know? And it's nice to start off a new year with the ones you surround yourself with, the ones you love. You know, I always feel that way.
Yeah, and with certain personalities, it's great because when you get talking with certain people you haven't spoken to in a long time, it's like you guys haven't missed a beat. You know, it's like some people, it's just like as if you just were speaking to them like a day ago or a week ago, and yet you haven't seen them or heard from them in a couple of years maybe, and it's like things, it's like you haven't missed a beat, and it's fun.
Right.
I enjoy this.
That's true. And those are the people that you have deep soul connections with. But before we go on, Artie, I want to give our station number to all of our listeners so they can call us in for some readings, okay? The number is 800-930-2819, and we would love to hear from you, and we would love to give you like a little mini reading today. So if things are bothering you, or if you want to find out something, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. Now, if you want to get a beautiful reading with Artie or an Artie party, Artie, your number is?
877-ANGEL-02. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And Sky, for you, if anybody wants a reading from you?
My number is 908-500-1474. And we would both be very happy to give you some private readings and set your mind at ease on certain things and certain problems and talk to your loved ones for you.
You want to know something? I went to a spiritual store out here in Brockton. I'm around the Brockton, Massachusetts area, and you know, there's this really cool spiritual store there, and they got the neatest stuff. I love going. One of my highs is going into spiritual stores that I've never been to before, because everyone's got like new stuff that I've never seen before. Everyone, you know, has just cool stuff. It could be anything. Yeah. And so I got a couple of things. And I could spend literally hours in some of these stores. I could.
Me too.
It's
true. Guess what I bought this week? You're never going to believe it. I never thought I would do this,
A magic wand.
I wish. No, I wish. Ha! Boom! The bedroom is clean. The bed is made. The laundry's done. Bing!
There you go.
I wish.
Blink your eyes and swirl that wand, and it's done.
I know. The laundry is finished, folded, and put in the closet. Ba-boom! No, I
right, and the kids have now shut up.
Right? All the kids are behaving. Boom. Yeah, right. The dog stopped barking. Boom.
There you go.
Really hot.
And all the bills, paid.
Yeah, right. Oh, right. All the bills paid. You know, we have to go to the antique stores and see if we could find magic wands. Anyway, I bought a pendulum. And I never thought I would do this, but it's a crystal. It's a beautiful crystal, and it's on a line, and it has a crystal on the top. And I actually just picked it up just for a goof, and I held it on the tip, and I held the pendulum in my other hand so they would be very still. As soon as I took the pendulum out of my left hand and just kept it in my right, dangling, this thing went berserk. When I say berserk, the girl in the store says, I have never seen a pendulum do that in my entire life. She says, no, it's probably that you're moving it. So we stopped. We did it again. We stopped the pendulum. My hands were so, so stiff and straight. It was not moving. And again, when I let my left hand off of it and it was immediately... still, it went crazy. It was going in all sorts of directions. It was going in circles. It was flying up. It was flying to the left. It was flying to the right. So she says, well, you have to train that. Oh, something else I have to train. I don't have enough with my dog. So I prayed with it. I prayed with it to St. Michael. I cleaned it. I smudged it. I prayed to St. Michael. I prayed to God with it. I asked for only good to be placed in there. I put it near my heart, in my bra, near my heart, and I asked that our Creator would put only beautiful, positive affirmation in that, and that it would always tell me the truth. And I said, for yes, it would go out, away from me. And for no, it would go sideways, left to right. And when it spun around in a circle, it would be absolutely with no doubt. Absolutely with no doubt. So I asked it a few questions that I already had known, and it was absolutely accurate. So I said, oh, this is such fun. Audie, we have to do it when you come to the studio. We have to play with it. It is amazing. It tells you the truth. What are your feelings on that? I'm not, like, invoking anything bad or anything, right?
No, I think you just came across another vehicle for you to be able to hone in on getting confirmation. You know, even though we do what we do, you know, because, you know, as accurate as you are, you have a tendency to second guess yourself at times. And
right.
Even though, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're pretty dead on accurate. But, you know, when you have this little pendulum there to prove to you that you're right on whatever it is you're feeling, you know, it's just a double confirmation. And it's a great feeling because it gives you more of that confidence, whereas, you know, you don't have to worry, you know, did I hurt their feelings? Did I say the right thing? And then you could just go to that. So, I mean, I think that's fantastic that you came across such a beautiful vehicle in a way to communicate to spirit. So that's really great. You know, you're very blessed. There's a reason why you saw that in the way that you did, and it found its way to you. You know, a lot of times, you know, when people go shopping for jewelry or for whatever, you could just look at something, it just draws to you. It's like, this is so me, this is so mine.
Or you'll
think of somebody and you'll say, I need to get this for them, you know. It's just like, it's a given. You just, it's you, it's this draw
to you. It belongs, as soon as I saw it, I knew it belonged to me.
Right, and you know? as soon as, it just drew to you and you just knew it, and now you'll have a beautiful relationship. And that's not the only one that you'll be able to have fun with. You know, if you wanted to have other ones, you could. But for now, you know, this is your baby. You know, that will give you your confirmation of exactly what it is you need.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. I would rather die than give somebody false information. You know me. If I'm not 1,000,000% certain, I won't say it. You know how I am. And I don't want to ever doubt myself. You know what I mean?
Put it this way.
And
I know when I'm right on, and then I know that when I'm giving information, then I can't figure it out, but I know the information's correct. And so I'll say, I'm not sure why I'm getting this, but, and then you just share the information. And just, you know, the audience or the people, whoever were reading, they have to understand that they'll understand it later. Because not everything is meant to be known in that moment. Just because we're giving them answers in that moment doesn't mean that, you know, they're to understand it in that moment, or it's too soon. You can't, because it's just the timing isn't right. But getting information in advance, then, you know, that's the blessing in it. And just because we personally don't understand it of the meaning, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong, but that's the way it goes. But we have to go to a commercial break now. So listen, everybody, Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right here for you. So give us a call, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Somewhere in the black mountain hills.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers. And we do have two lovely people waiting for us to get a message. But before that, I would like to give you my number. The number to call the studio is 800-930-2819. Rose, we have a Rose in California. Rose, are you there?
Oh, hi, Artie and Sky.
Hey, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure.
Hey, Rose, I want you to be very careful because I see you doing something where with your fingers, and I see you overly doing something with your fingers where it could possibly hurt you.
Oh, okay.
And Rose, I see children around you. Like, are you babysitting or I see a children
No, I work with children.
Excuse me?
Oh, I work with children.
I knew it. I knew it because I see a lot of kids around you. God bless you.
Well, thank you.
You work with teaching? You teach, or are you teaching children with handicaps?
Oh, I'm sorry. For some reason, it's kind of hard to hear. Hello?
Hey, Rose.
Yes.
Let me ask you something, because I see like a lot of, like I said, I keep seeing the fingers. Are you doing like a lot of tying up balloons or a lot of tying up sneakers? Because I see you doing a lot with your fingers where it's like your fingers are almost becoming raw because of constantly doing something with your hands or your fingers. Are you doing a lot for the kids where you're very consistent constantly?
Well, not with my hands. I mean, you know, I have to type sometimes. Well, I mean, I type throughout the week, but not all the time.
For some reason, I keep seeing, like, an overabundance of finger work with you. And you'll understand this soon enough, but you're just going to have to give yourself a little break with that. But what questions
do
you think you'd like to ask Sky and I?
What I want to ask is I'm very dissatisfied at my job, so I'm looking to move on to the next thing, but I can't figure out what the next thing is, or I don't know if I'm looking in the right places for another job. I'm not really sure.
No, I don't feel you are looking in the right places.
You're not looking hard enough. Yeah.
I don't even think that she's happy with what she's approaching in the job field.
I'm definitely not.
I don't know why. Rose?
It's not the children that I'm not happy with. It's not the children that I'm not happy with. It's just we had new management come in last February.
Yeah.
And it's been very...
Okay. What I'm saying is, Rose, I see you around somebody handicapped. I see you around.
No, I don't have anyone right now.
Excuse me?
Right now, my kids, they're not handicapped. They have bad situations, but they're not.
Well, that's a form of being handicapped as far as I'm concerned. That's my signal for children who are not in mainstream.
Yeah, handicap doesn't always mean, it's just, handicap could mean somebody who's caught behind the eight ball and they have no control of the circumstances.
Yes.
They're trapped.
Yes.
Troubled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Troubled, yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. You're not satisfied with the new regime that's taking your school over, is that what it is?
Yes. So I was thinking, like, I'm just wondering where I should look for another job or if you have any idea what the next thing.
You know what? Give it a chance. I feel that you need to give it a chance. Things are going to work out. I feel as though you need to give it some time before you make a choice on moving to a different school or a different situation. I don't see you not working with children. That's your forte. That is what you were put in for. I really do. But I think you should just give this a chance to all settle, let the dust settle with the new takeover and everything, because I feel that the people that took over are not sure of themselves either, if you could understand what I mean.
Oh, Yeah, I mean, it's like a dictatorship.
Right.
To be honest.
Well, I think that they're going to, I think it's that way right now because they're not sure of themselves. And I think that if you give them some time, they're going to loosen up and start realizing that they have to project themselves in a little bit less of a dictatorship position. And you're not the only one, I feel, that is suffering like this. I feel that there's a lot of discourse within your system, your school system, with other teachers or other people who work there. So I think you should just give it about 6 months more.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I work so hard.
Is by you going after another job, you're not going to be financially satisfied at all. And so that's
right.
Why I feel like Sky is telling you what, even though the job circumstances aren't the best, I feel like by you searching within this year and to switch, you know, it's going to be six and one half a dozen and another. It's like, well, do I get what I'm getting paid now, which isn't the greatest, it's all right, but I see that by you switching over to a different job position, the pay is not going to be as great. So I feel like Sky's telling you that this is the lesser of the two evil, and by you just giving it a little more time, and I think by you having some more conversations with the people who you're working with, you can make the circumstances better just by opening up the communication channels.
Right.
Telling them really clients think of them in a nice way.
Put out a lot of positive affirmations for them. Like, they will understand that they are not doing this correctly and they need input from the staff.
You want to know something? Write down on a piece of paper, write down on cards, give them, like, suggestions on to improve things. You know, put it out there so that your voice could be heard. I said, are you super close with your job as far as how far you have to travel?
I'm actually close to our office, but I do travel I do drive around the city. Yeah, for my job.
Okay, because I see you working very, very close. So the main office is very close to you, though, right?
Yeah, the main office is close, but I do drive around to see my kids on a weekly basis. So I do, you know, drive some distance, yes.
Rose, I'm also feeling the reason for the change was because of a tragedy. I don't understand why I'm feeling this, but I'm feeling that there was a change in the regime of your office because of a tragedy that happened, and that things were not actually being done correctly for the kids. Does that make any sense to you?
Not right now, it doesn't. I think they've made it worse for everyone, so.
No. I don't mean that. I think that something happened to a child under the old regime that could have been prevented had they had concentrated a little more, paid more attention to that one specific child. I feel like
something
bad happened to a child.
See, I would think I would know for sure.
Find out because I don't think I'm wrong on this one, because I feel as though people are being neglected. Children are being neglected. Things are happening to kids that shouldn't be happening. And that's why I feel it's almost from the government or the state why things are changing for you.
I feel it's like
on a higher level. And I think it's because children are, they found someone or some child who was not being taken care of properly, and it was a whole big thing. So I want you to find that out. I want you to look into that. Because that's why I think that everything got switched around, and they're like Gestapos over there. because they don't want to screw up again. And I think there was a screw up with a kid. I really feel that.
Are you working with Jewish people right now? Are you working for Jewish
people? I mean, not like the administration, no.
Okay, because I am seeing another opportunity coming your way, and they're definitely Jewish people. And I feel like this is going to happen within 3 months. So, but it's going to be up to you whether to jump ship with these people or, you know, for you to stick with what you got. But you definitely have to
be a lot more. Is it a Jewish organization?
What was this?
Is it a Jewish organization?
I feel like it is because I'm strongly seeing Jewish people.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you need to be more proactive at keeping your options open as far as really, you know, realizing as far as what's out there. I don't think that you're searching enough, and don't be afraid to go to a headhunter. But right now, we have to go to a commercial break.
Okay. Wow, thank you guys so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Take care, Rose.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right, everybody, listen up. Sky and I, we're going to be taking a little break. You're with the Dynamic Duo on Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. And, you know, this week's topic, is about accepting people for who they are and not just what you want them to be. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges that, you know, we as humans have a hard time dealing with. You know, what seems common sense to you, you know, when, you know, certain people should be a certain way. And it's very hard for us to accept, especially when it has to do with our kids. And, you know, you know, you might be having a family of lawyers where, you know, your child is more into the creative world or being a musician or vice versa. And and it also could be with your friends. You know, your friends, you know, frustrate the hell out of you, or your partner frustrates the hell out of you. And you want them to be a certain way, or to you it might be common sense, or why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And, you know, some people, all people, they are who they are, and it's about accepting them for who they are. And we're not always in their shoes, you know, to be able to see things, why they think the way they do or why they act the way they do. And, you know, it's also people have been conditioned their whole life also to be a certain way, you know. So when it's nice to give advice, but if the people aren't ready to hear the advice, then, you know, all your words are falling on deaf ears. What do you think about that, Sky?
I think you're absolutely right. And I noticed it in my own life. You know, my husband is very regimented because he's in the military. And I couldn't be less regimented if I came out of a pea pod. You know what I mean? So we have this ongoing confliction where, you know, you have to get up at a certain time. You have to do this. You have to do that. Just the schedule. You have to eat at a certain time. Oh, my God. I'm on Indian time. Do you know what Indian time is?
Anytime.
It gets done, it gets done. Right. Exactly. And we have these arguments all the time.
Yeah, that's known as island time. That's also known as island time. Jamaican time,
really?
Or island time. Just, yeah, whenever it happens, it happens.
Right.
But like I
see, that's what,
like I,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, so a lot of times when people are in relationship, you know, they want their partner to be a certain way, or they should be a certain way. And at first it's okay because it's fresh and new, so it's cute or it's okay. But then as the relationship starts to evolve more and more, into, you know, a deeper relationship, the expectations get higher upon one another. And then your partner now wants to change you, or you want to change your partner to be a certain way, and you want them to be a certain way, but you're not accepting, you're no longer accepting them for who they are, or they're no longer accepting you for who you are. And when you start pushing the other person to try to be who you want them to be, or vice versa, that's where you have some major, major problems in your relationship. And then it makes people feel insecure, and it makes people second-guess themselves, and it makes people not want to be in that relationship anymore, because it's like, God, they want me to be how they want me to be, and it's like, and then you feel like you're walking on eggshells, and that's a really, really crappy feeling to feel that way.
This is true. However, if you can look past that and accept the person, the love that they have for you, and accept the quirks, like my husband, whether he's hungry or not, he has to eat lunch at 12 o'clock. I said, we just had breakfast 2 hours ago. It's lunchtime. You got to have lunch at 12 o'clock. I mean, I'm not going to divorce the man because he wants to have lunch at 12 o'clock because I love him. But, you know, in a relationship where there's a lack of that strong emotional bond of love, I can understand where it could be very threatening to a relationship. And that's why we have to accept people as they are and not try to change them. And I believe that the younger generation, and I love the younger generation, they're amazing. They're so technical and they're so advanced. And I don't believe that they give themselves enough time to allow themselves to get to know the person for the good and the bad. And the bad, by the bad, I mean the things that they don't like or think they can change with that person. I mean, when you're in a relationship and you're just starting out, you say, oh, well, I don't like the way he wears his shoes. I don't like the way he wears his pants. But, you know, his feet could be in pain, and he has to wear these kind of shoes. And if you try to change him into a different pair of shoes, then he's going to be in agony and be miserable. So you have to accept the ones you love for exactly who they are. And if you feel you cannot do that and you're not in a marital relationship anymore, then you know what? You better start looking someplace else because it just gets worse.
Right. You don't belong in that relationship if your partner is not accepting you for who you are or how you feel. And a lot of times when people try to express their feelings and their partner just totally negates all your feelings or what you're trying to say, and they're saying, oh, you're crazy, you're nuts, or they go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, and then they end up doing what they want to do and they don't take your feelings into consideration, you know, it's not right.
The separation.
You know, because, yeah, and it's called compromise. You know, there has to be open communication in a relationship to have a healthy relationship. And unfortunately, too many people stay in unhealthy marriages. So when you have next to no communication, all right, and you're not compromising with each other, then it's like, seriously, what's the sense of being in it rather than being in it because of the kids or because, you know, I'm stuck behind a rock in a hard place because of financial reasons. But like I said, if you're not happy and people are not accepting you for who you are, and it could also be at your job, you know, if you're not happy at your job and it's not fulfilling, you know, then you have to really reevaluate. If you exhausted all your efforts to try to make things better and it's still not working, then you want to know something? Then it's time to make adjustments and changes. And a lot of times those people won't realize what they've missed or who they had until you're out of the relationship.
It's over.
And again, right. And either it could be personal or it could be business. So, you know, but that's, you know, unfortunately, that's a hard lesson that some people have to learn the hard way.
Right. And not only that, I feel that, you know, if you care about the person, it's all about the emotional bond you have with that person, be it a friend, be it your colleagues at work, or be it your spouse. If you have a strong emotional tie to that person, you will understand that you'd rather have that person in your life and give 50%, not always have it your way. Give that 50% so that that person can be happy. And you can be happy too. And I'm sure the person you're with doesn't love every single thing that you're all about either. You know? So it's like a give and take. When you go into marriage, it's always 50%. 50% you, 50% me. So we have to come together. Excuse me?
Yeah, well, a lot of times also with family, you know, people get very upset with how their parents are. And, of course, your parents are your parents, and there's nothing you can do about it because they're stuck in their ways.
You don't pick your parents. Right.
Well, actually, we do pick our parents, but that's besides the point.
Well, you know what? We pick them for reasons up there. But when we get down here, there's always conflicts of certain types. So we have to learn to be accepting. Yeah, we have to accept. This world is all about acceptance. Nothing comes easy in this world. I know for me anyway. And nothing is 100% right. There's only two things that you can depend on. One is that nothing will ever stay the same. Three things. Two, you have to pay your taxes. And three, you're going to die and you're going to go into another world and you're going to live on. Those are the three things that you can count on in this world. Everything else is an illusion. Did you ever think of it that way?
Well, you know, I know that. I've known that for a while that everything in life is an illusion. And like I said, when you have to deal with certain people that you can't stand, but you're stuck where you have to deal with them, it's you adjusting yourself and how you choose to deal with that person so that you're not emotionally caught up on their stage. So if they're never giving you the acceptance, they're never giving you the approval, they're always complaining about what you're doing, whatever, you have to accept them for who they are. So knowing that, going into the arena before you visit them, what you can do is literally numb yourself so that you could emotionally deal with having to deal with that person rather than always making every sentence, every topic an argument. Just say, listen, we already know what you're about. All right, we already know what they're about. So why are you getting all riled up, ready for battle, when you already know what you're dealing with? So it's a matter of you adjusting yourself, how you choose to deal with certain people, whether it be family, parents, friends, work, whatever. But when it does come to friends, because friends you could definitely pick and choose, you know, family, you know, right, you are born with, but with friends you could definitely pick and choose. So if you're consistently getting upset, and no matter what you say, if you say it's black and they say it's blue and you say it's up and they say it's down, and this is the way they always are and they're never listening to you, then, you know, why are you killing yourself trying to, you know, try to make amends with them? You know, it doesn't make sense. And so, like I said, accept them for who they are, and then you have to accept, well, do I want to have this person in my life, yes or no, when you do have that choice? You know, because, again, with family, you're born into it. But right now, we do have to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
When I get older. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Welcome to Play the Semi Funeral. Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. We're here.
Hey, everybody.
And we have a wonderful. Yeah, we have a wonderful topic today. And our topic is, do you need to change your life? You need to
now,
change
do you need to accept people? Do you need to, you know, learn, accept people for who they are and not what you want them to be?
Yeah, but do you have to change your lifestyle to do that? Honestly, Artie, should you have to do that? Should you have to actually make yourself numb and change your thinking patterns and change your lifestyle to accommodate? Isn't that a little too much? Isn't that going to get you eventually to a point where you're not even going to want to be around that person?
No. When I said that, I wasn't talking about relationships and friends. I'm talking about when you're dealing with family, all right, when you're dealing with, like, you know, parents, because there are people who are just set in their ways, and you know for a fact that they're not going to change. But when you are stuck having to be in their company, that's why I said what I said. When you're at your job, and your boss, and they are the way they are, and you have no control of the matter, of the situation, it's just a matter of observing what's going on around you. You know, observe and not becoming emotionally invested in their thought process or what they have to say. When it comes to your friends, when it comes to your personal relationship, that's not the same. It's different, because then you should be able to not numb your feelings, but just say it like it is. But I'm just talking about there are certain people in your family or with, like I said, your boss, where no matter what you say, they are who they are, and they're going to be that way. And you know that going into it. So it's like, why am I even going to get myself riled up? I already know what to expect.
Right.
So you've got to have this protective mode when you have no control of the situation. But when it comes to your family, as far as your kids or your spouse, that's different. I was talking about, you know, your parents or maybe siblings, and, you know, because they're in their own world. Or there's a lot of dirt behind. You know, there are things you can't change, and they're not going to change their ways. They're not going to change their think or whatever. So it's like, that's what I said, when you have a situation where, you know, it's a losing cause for you to even try to convince somebody otherwise. You don't have to try to convince anybody of anything. You know, you offer a suggestion, you offer your thought process, and if they blow you off, then you know what? It's not even going to be, I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. Talk about it anymore. But like I said, when it comes to, you know, again, learning to accept people for who they are, that's who they are. Like I said, with your friends, you can make your adjustments, like, do I really need this person in my life? And if you accept the bull crap that people give you, then guess what? Then you do deserve it, because you're accepting them in your life, you know, rather than either ixnaying totally out of your life or just limit how much you choose to have your life to be a part of there. That's where I'm coming from.
Well, Artie, we have a caller that's waiting for us right now. Her name is Jody, and she's from New Jersey. Jody, are you there?
Jody from Jersey.
Hi, Artie and Sky. Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
Jody. How are you?
I'm very good.
What can we do for you today?
Good to talk to you, but I am very similar to that first caller, and I'm in a career, and I'm just, like, every day I'm just ready to walk out. And I have nowhere else to go to, though, and I look, and it's getting to the point where I'm thinking about self-employment, although I've never done that. Just wondering what your thoughts are there.
Have you been here a long time?
Yep,
I got the same feeling, Artie. I said, this girl is made for self-employment. Yes.
And I think that's the universe telling you that, you know, how much more pain are you going to take until you finally start your own?
That's what I feel like, yeah.
I feel like that's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%, because I felt that too. That, you know, you belong in your own business. You belong starting your own business, because I feel as though you have what it takes. And I feel as though you can do it. Like, you're in a financial position where you can do it for some reason. I would go and start my own business, but make sure that you're pretty secure. Can you balance both starting your own business and continuing to work in the beginning?
Well, that's what I thought of, but what I'm looking to do would really be on the demand of others as they need it, which would primarily be during day hours. So probably not.
You want to know something? Well, I'm going to tell you something. What I get, all right? And I don't feel like I'm wrong, because whenever I see in my mind, in my eyes, mind Shark Tank, you know that TV show Shark Tank, and
I feel
like that. And when I see Shark Tank, that means you're going after investors so that you could do your own business, your own thing. I 100% believe that if you allowed yourself to go into debt. And I say that in a positive way. Go into debt with an investor, all right, so that you could at least have enough money for a year to help pay your bills and to operate your costs so that you could get your business off the ground. I feel like that if you allow yourself to be ballsy enough to go after an investor who will lend you the money so that you could start off your business and then also give you a cushion for like 6 months to a year so that you could, you know, pay off your bills and then also build up your business. I really feel like you can do it. It's a little risky, but this is clearly what I'm seeing in my mind.
You know what I felt? I felt when, as soon as you said that, her stomach slipped.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Guy. Well, you know why? Because what I'm thinking of is not that grand. It's more, I'll tell you, it's a dog walking business. And I just adore dogs, and I could do it on my own terms. And I didn't know, I don't know if there's even a need for that where I'm at, but I just know it's something I could be passionate about.
Yeah, I think you can do it. I really think you can do it.
I know a couple of people who make a full-time living walking dogs and cleaning up after people's dogs in the backyard and feeding the dog.
Go to Manhattan, Jody. They pay big bucks for that luxury.
Right, I'm telling you. But, you know, also gear yourself towards wealthier areas. I mean, everybody.
Right.
But it's the people who have more money that are able to afford these special services and these needs.
Right.
I 100% believe that you can make a full-time living at this, but you have to really, really market yourself, too, to get it out there, to get the word out there. You can't just like, oh, well, you know, well, I'll see what I can do, and, you know, I'll talk to a few friends. And, I mean, you got to be all-out serious for you to do it. Is it doable? It's 100% doable. You just have to really want it that bad. And I believe that you can. I really do. But you're going to need some extra money of a backer to give you that cushion so that, you know, you're not stuck working a regular job plus this. Or unless if you work another part-time job at night or the weekend so that you could do your day job. So that's it. Mm-hmm. So get a regular job for nighttime and or weekend so that you could do your daytime job doing what you love to do.
Yeah. Okay. And I also see that it's not that much of an investment. All you really need is money to advertise. Your advertising is going to be everything for you. That's what's going to get your customer base. You know? So
right.
I see you spending money more or less in the advertising aspect of it. As a
okay.
course,
I know that's going to be key, you're right.
Travel.
And it's also having a clever name or a classy name so that it draws attention to you.
Yes. Yes. And I think
I'm thinking of something.
I feel like you have something in the back of your mind that you're toying with. But,
yeah, I do.
I knew it. I think that you're going to tweak that name a little bit. And it's
going
to basically be what you're thinking. But you're going to tweak it a little bit. But it's going to end up being what you're thinking of now. But you know what? You need the money to make sure that you can support yourself, Jody.
Right. You
know,
right.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But you want to know something?
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Don't allow the fear of what you're trying to accomplish and what it's going to take to stop you.
Right.
Because if this means to make you happy, because it's not just about the money, it's about being around the animals that you love, and it's also about having your freedom.
And you know what? Those animals, because you love them so much, give you a lot of positive energy. So I feel it's a win-win situation in your case. That's why Artie and I both felt very strongly when you said you wanted to have your own business. Like, I felt that so strong, and so did Artie. And I believe that those dogs are going to give you very positive medicine, very, very positive medicine. And this is what you should be doing. You should be following your heart. Because right now, I feel like you're really down a little bit, you know? And I know that you're really, well, like you said, you're not happy, but I feel what you're feeling inside. And I feel like frustration and like you're having like panic attacks and things like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I dread every minute, you know? But I do
you
feel
got
like
it.
This business will be a success. What? What'd you say, Jody? I feel like your business will be successful. I think that the only money you're going to really need to do is get yourself a dependable vehicle for the winter time. I'm feeling that your car, something with your car. I don't know.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, love.
Scott.
Yeah.
Listen, we have to go to a commercial break. Jody, what I want you to do is I want you to go to my website, artiehoffman.com, A-R-T-I-E-H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Go to artiehoffman.com and look at my email address on there and email me because I have some marketing tools that I want to share with you to help you with your business. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
And good luck.
But right now, you have to
go. I know your business will be successful. Okay.
We're going to have to go to a commercial break, though. All right, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo, the Angels and Answers show. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
It's a fact of life that life goes on whether we feel ready for it or not. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you make better decisions for yourself and your life. Start by clarifying a question or decision you need to make. Write it on a piece of paper, read it to yourself 5 times as you drift off to sleep.
Then notice what answer, insights, or guidance you get by the time you awaken.
Trust what you receive and make that decision boldly. Remember, this technique also works with meditation. Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.